It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up, we'll get the story of famous trees here in the state of Wisconsin. First, as we've talked about before on the show, the city of Milwaukee is in the midst of a dramatic spike in gun violence. So far this year, there have been more than twice as many gun homicides in the city as compared with last year. Both city officials and Republican lawmakers have been at odds over what's to blame, with city officials saying the state needs stronger gun laws and some state lawmakers saying Milwaukee isn't enforcing the laws in place. Democratic representative from Milwaukee, LaTanya Johnson, is teaming up with Republican Joel Clayfish to introduce legislation that would place mandatory minimum sentences on violent felons caught with illegal guns. Representative Johnson joins us now. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, could you please start by giving us a preview of what's in the bill?
Basically, the mandatory minimum sentence is designed for violent felons caught in possession of illegal handguns or illegal guns. Basically, what this bill does, it issues a 3-year mandatory minimum sentence for violent felons caught in possession of a gun. If that violent felon is using that gun to commit another violent crime, there is a 5-year penalty enhancer for Class A to Class G felonies. If the individual is committing a Class H felony or a Class I felony, then the penalty enhancer can range anywhere from 3 years to 1 year, 6 months. Basically, this legislation is designed to get those violent felons who continue to carry carry guns off the street.
Now, a bill similar to this failed last session, along with other gun legislation, and you've modified this to include only violent felons, not all felons. How does that change things?
It basically changes things because there are a number of ways that you could be a convicted felon. That could range anywhere from felony child support. You're not paying child support for your children, so you receive a felony for that offense. What this bill is designed to do is to get those offenders that we feel risk the public safety most off the street. My concern with the legislation from last session was that it was too broad. And, of course, it was the cost. When you talk about incarcerating convicted felons caught in possession of a firearm, unfortunately, just here in the city of Milwaukee alone, that the number could be tremendous, especially when you consider 1 out of 8 adult males over the age of 30 has spent some time in incarceration. So we would have been looking at tremendous, tremendous financial costs to corrections, and that was something that I was hugely concerned about.
And to keep on the topic of incarceration, Wisconsin has the highest rate of black male incarceration in the country. About half of all black men in Milwaukee have been incarcerated by midlife. Are you concerned that this bill could increase the incarceration rate of black men?
I'm not concerned that this bill will contribute to mass incarceration. What this bill will do is get those violent offenders off of our streets. Even though mass incarceration is a concern for our African-American population, so is losing our children to stray bullets. And we have had that happen here in the city of Milwaukee. And for the safety of our entire community, that's why this bill was introduced to only include violent felons, because those individuals put our communities at most risk.
We're talking with Representative LaTanya Johnson about some new gun legislation being considered. And LaTanya, Ms. Johnson, some gun control advocates would argue that the problem of gun violence has more to do with access to guns. And your law gets at criminal history, not at the ability to get a hold of a gun that's already illegal. So why are you using this approach?
Because curbing the violence in our community it's not just limited to violent felons. Wisconsin gun laws are exceptionally weak, which help to aid at individuals who shouldn't be in possession of a gun to get those guns. For example, straw purchases in the state of Wisconsin is only a misdemeanor, and that's unheard of. Some violent misdemeanor offenses in the state of Wisconsin will not prohibit you from getting a concealed carry permit, and that's a huge concern, too. We have habitual offenders who have been arrested multiple times, 3, 4, 5, and the number goes on and on. As long as those individuals have never been convicted of a felony, then they are allowed to have access to a gun legally, and they are also allowed to participate in concealed carry. These are all issues for us because the greatest research shows, or the most strongest research shows, that individuals who have a history of past violence are more likely to commit future acts of violence. So this is a huge concern for the community. We need to make sure that the loopholes that surround individuals who shouldn't have guns, that those loopholes are taken care of. And unfortunately, it's contributing to those individuals who are not savory characters. It's allowing them to get legal access to guns.
Now, gun legislation has been a difficult sell in Wisconsin in recent years. Republican Alberta Darling drafted a bill that had some similarities to yours. She couldn't find a co-sponsor. Are you confident that this bill will be more successful?
I am confident that this bill will be more successful. We have had success thus far in making this a bipartisan bill. And that's in large part due to the fact that this bill goes after those individuals that put our community at risk. It's specifically tailored to violent felons. I don't think there's anybody in this entire state that believes that violent felons should have access to guns. Although this legislation is not a deterrent, there will be individuals who will continue to violate the law even once this bill is passed. But one thing it does is that it takes those individuals and it gives them mandatory minimum sentences. And the only thing that will help to make our streets safer is if these individuals are put behind bars where they belong with longer sentences.
And you're holding a meeting for community input this Wednesday. What kind of feedback are you looking for?
I'm looking for feedback from the community, from those who have been affected by gun violence. I know for a fact that 669 individuals were shot last year just here in the city of Milwaukee. So I know that this community is suffering. There are victims out there. Their family members are out there. And I'm looking to hear from those individuals. I'm looking to get their input to see what they think about the legislation that's being introduced and to also have a conversation with the community about what they want to see going forward. What do they feel puts their communities at greater risk? How can we as state legislators be of service to these individuals who have given so much just for the simple fact that they call Milwaukee home? I don't want our community to think that this is not an issue that the state is concerned about, because it is. Loss of life, for any reason, is a hard pill to swallow. But when you talk about innocent children losing their lives, most of them, a lot of them, before they even reach middle school, that's a concern. 76 of the individuals who were shot in 2014 were children under the age of 17. 3 of those children were under the age of 11, and they died. And no one wants to see an innocent child lose their life to a stray bullet. But unfortunately, in the city of Milwaukee, that happened.
Representative Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Representative LaTanya Johnson from Milwaukee about her proposed legislation that would create mandatory three-year sentences for violent felons caught with illegal guns. This comes during a dramatic increase in Milwaukee gun violence.